The temperature is rising in response to Donald Trump's attacks on the judge overseeing the lawsuits against Trump University. Trump says that the judge is of Mexican heritage and can't be impartial. Judge Gonzalo Curiel, as has been pointed out, is an American born in Indiana. Over the weekend, Trump added that a Muslim faith would also be a problem in a judge. Senator Lindsey Graham said Trump's comments are the most un-American thing from a politician since Joe McCarthy. And in a news conference today, House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked if they were what Ryan once called a textbook definition of racist comments. He said yes, then this.
I do absolutely disavow those comments. I think they're wrong. I don't think they're right-headed. And the thinking behind it is something I don't even personally relate to.
He still supports Trump. Last night on Fox News, host Bill O'Reilly called for Judge Curiel to recuse himself, but then asked Trump whether he regarded making it personal.
I don't care if the judge is Mexican or not. I'm going to do great with the Mexican people because I provide jobs. So I don't care about Mexican. But we're being treated very unfairly, Bill. Very, very unfairly.
Okay.
Really? Let's bring in a legal expert. David Post, retired Temple University law professor who now writes for the Volokh Conspiracy Legal blog on WashingtonPost.com. They have a conservative libertarian bent. Hi, David.
Hi.
Start with he's being treated unfairly. He's referring, when this conversation started, to Judge Curiel unsealing documents after a Freedom of Information request from the Washington Post. Some of those documents had to be pulled back because they weren't redacted. But there was that damning testimony of former managers of Trump University, said they were asked to prey on people, things like that. Is releasing documents with a Freedom of Information request unfair?
Look, to say that it's unfair, as opposed to just wrong, or he made an incorrect legal ruling, to say that it's unfair implies that the judge, I think Mr. Trump is trying to imply that the judge is biased against him, is treating him in a manner that is not even-handed. And that is a violation of the judge's oath of office to apply the law even-handedly.
Well, so that's quite an accusation. So if you feel that something is unfair, or if you even feel that it's wrong, that it was the wrong thing to do. Are there legal avenues other than berating the judge? What is there something he can do?
Well, let's step back for a second. He can say what he wants to. As a private citizen, he has a First Amendment right, just as you do and I do, to criticize the judge, to say the judge is unfair because he's a Mexican-American. If that's what he believes, he has a right to say that, and he can't be punished for saying that.
Well, actually, let's take a little, let's open that file, because that gets us to, and I want to get back to the legal recourse on the documents, but, some people are thinking that that contemptible attitude towards a judge is contempt of court. Is it?
No. Contempt of court is a much narrower concept. The most common contempt citation is when you defy an order, a specific order of the court to do something or not to do something. If you are ordered to produce documents and you do not produce them, the court can hold you in contempt. If you are ordered to come as a witness and you do not come, Trump has not defied any order of the court, and therefore he's not in contempt of court in that sense.
Well, there are other problems that you see with this. We're going to take that up. But back to his thesis that he's being treated unfairly.
Right.
There is an avenue he could appeal the release of documents. But to the fact that the judge is even sitting, Yahoo News uncovered audio recorded last month after Judge Curiel ruled in Donald Trump's favor. He moved the Trump University case till after the election. Right. Some say the biggest favor he ever could have done Donald Trump. And here's Trump's lawyer, Daniel Petricelli, asked afterwards if he was going to ask Judge Curiel to recuse himself. Let's listen.
The judge is doing his job, and we're not seeking to recuse the judge. We're trying to assert our rights.
So David Post, his team has said in the past they don't want him to recuse. Now they want him to remove himself. What avenue, by the way, does Donald Trump have if he feels this judge is so unfair, as opposed to berating him in public?
You submit a motion to the court and you say, I move to have Judge Curiel recuse himself from this case. And you submit it to Judge Curiel. But if the judge denies that, you can appeal that.
Why do you think Donald Trump is waging this campaign in rallies and in the public opinion? Why isn't he taking that avenue?
Because it's better television. I don't know. It's more sensational. It gets you headlines. It's, I don't know that he's thinking through the strategy.
Does it also make it impossible to pick a jury when this actually does go to a jury?
Well, there is a serious question that might come up in this case. If the other side thinks that this would inappropriately sway the jury, sometimes that would lead to a motion to move the trial. I doubt that will happen here. I suppose he's trying to get enough attention for this case that potential jurors would agree with him that he's been, you know, treated unfairly and setting himself up for a favorable jury ruling. But I can't read his mind, really.
Well, so you've said that he has every right to say the things he's saying. But the New York Times talked to a raft of scholars, many very conservative, who were very concerned about the language that they're hearing, having to do with a fear of Donald Trump not understanding the way the government works. What are your thoughts about the language that's being used?
Well, I think I agree that it's very, very troublesome. It raises the prospect that President Trump, remember, President Trump's job will be to enforce the law as it is interpreted by the courts. Mm-hmm. And this, to me, and to many people, this raises the unpleasant prospect that he's setting us up for if the court were to rule against him and if he were president, where he would tear up the order and say, you know, come get me. Come get my money.
Well, some have said that you've used the word authoritarianism. And yeah. Some have said they smell a whiff of a Pinochet or that, because the first thing that they go after is the judges.
Well, that's right. The first thing they go after is an impartial judiciary, Venezuela being the most recent example, a country with a long democratic tradition that the judges were cowed into, they were terrified and thrown in jail. The second thing they do, of course, is they go after their political opponents, which Trump did the next day. I mean, any fears one had about Trump's language in this, I think, were exacerbated when 2 days later, he goes to another rally and he says Hillary Clinton is guilty and she should go to jail. Now, that's the second thing authoritarians do, is that they actually do throw their political opponents in jail. It does happen. And for him to even suggest that when, you know, for someone who has not been charged with a crime and who's being investigated right now and who is running against him in the upcoming election is breathtaking.
Well, look, Donald Trump has his supporters. The first Hispanic Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, a Republican, went on Fox News this weekend defending Trump's right. He said this is not about race or Hispanics. It's about fairness and a fair trial. Others, though, have pointed out that, by the way, this judge who is said to not be able to make decisions because he has a Mexican background, actually went after Mexican drug dealers and was targeted for assassination. He had to have protection at all time. This is Judge Curiel. But then there have been cases where judges have been asked to remove themselves because of their ethnicity. The first female African-American judge, Constance Baker Motley, from a 1975 sex discrimination case. Catholic and Mormon judges have been asked to step down.
And if they feel that they are compromised in their ability to fairly hear the case and try it, they should step down. And if Mr. Trump genuinely believes that about Judge Curiel, then there is an avenue that you can follow. And he hasn't done that. He's taken to the airwaves to make that case. And I think that's different.
By the way, the New York Times points out a 2008 case in which Donald Trump and his legal team did just about the same thing, asked two judges, in fact, to step down, felt that they could not rule in what was a real estate case. They ended up, Trump's legal team, after a huge outcry, ended up apologizing. Is there something, maybe some political, something, some other kind of legal maneuvering maybe going on here?
I don't believe that there is. If Mr. Trump wants to have a debate about the legal system and its many flaws, and there are many of them, that's terrific. But that's not what he's doing here. He is attacking the integrity of the system itself. And if he's president, he's part of that system. He's responsible for upholding that system. And it's worrisome that he might not do that.
David Post, retired Temple University law professor, and he now writes for the Volokh Conspiracy Legal blog on WashingtonPost.com. It's a conservative, libertarian-leaning blog. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And David also reminded us that people thought that the late Justice Scalia, a Catholic, should recuse himself from decisions on abortion, to which we noted, if all Catholics on the Supreme Court recuse themselves, you'd have no court. There are now five. Your thoughts on all of this. Welcome at hereandnow.org.